A cold front will work through our area tonight, then wash out southeast of the Capital District tomorrow. That will bring us the chance for showers tonight, and there's still the shot at some raindrops as we move into the day on Friday. Then we have a split weekend, a really big 50-50 split coming up with dry and bright weather on Saturday. It'll be a mild day as temperatures climb close to 80 in many spots. Then a storm will come at us from the south on Sunday, and that will bring us the chance for periods of rain. And with clouds and rain around, it will be a cooler day as we wrap up the weekend. I also want to mention that Bonnie has returned. Again, a tropical depression as of late this morning. The storm, which developed late last week and became a tropical storm over the weekend, never really left the outer banks of the Carolinas, of North Carolina. The circulation continued to spin east of the outer banks for the past several days, and now it's back to a tropical depression once again. Now, in terms of the actual weather in the Carolinas, things aren't really changing dramatically. There's still periods of rain, as there have been for several days. Now the storm is actually expected to trek out east and move through the Atlantic Ocean over the next few days. Back closer to home, we will be tracking a cold front through the area tonight, so we have showers in the forecast, and there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder, and we'll have some areas of fog. Moving into tomorrow, we'll have clouds and the chance for some showers, mainly early on. And for much of us from the capital region on north and west, we'll see some nice breaks of sunshine develop. There might be another shower that pops up tomorrow afternoon. For areas south and east of the capital district, we'll keep it in the clouds longer as that front will kind of wash out southeast of the Albany area. So in those areas, we're keeping it mainly cloudy with a shot at some showers, maybe a thunderstorm from time to time as we go through the day on Friday. Again, the weekend is a split with the nice weather on Saturday. We'll have rain return very likely by Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of morning showers, then becoming partly sunny with a chance of a pop-up shower in the afternoon, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of morning showers, then becoming partly sunny, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and possible thunder, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers or a storm early, then becoming partly sunny with the chance of a passing shower or storm during the afternoon, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 70s to lower 80s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain likely, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.